This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right. We went 2-0. You and me did last night, Kate, so let's do it again. It is time to find out what our favorite picks for tonight are.
Today's best bets.
Oh, I love this. We each went with one last night. Tonight, we have a couple of picks each, so tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah, for my first best bet, I'm going to go with the Denver Nuggets in the first quarter. Not seeing that line out yet. I think it'll likely be around 3. I would play that, 3.5 even. I think this is going to be a massive win for the Nuggets, and I think it starts in the first quarter. They're one of the best first quarter. Oh, there we go, a 2.5. I like that number even better. One of the best first quarter teams in the NBA. They lead the league in points in the first quarter and a revenge spot against the Timberwolves, who beat them pretty good just the other day without Jokic and Murray in. So I'm going with the Nuggets in the first quarter to cover that. I also like the Phoenix Suns minus 4.5 against the Nets tonight. Nets are on a back-to-back, having played the Clippers last night. No Kyrie in that one. And the Suns are, this line has moved up to 5.5. Still taking it at 5.5. The Suns have been playing well. They've won 4 of their last 5 games, starting to piece things together after a rough stretch. They get Devin Booker back tonight. He'll be a little bit of a boost on the offensive end, even if he does have a minutes restriction. So give me the Suns minus 5.5 in Brooklyn tonight.
Ooh, I like both of those picks, so good luck on those. Quick reminder before I get to my bets here. If you've never placed a bet before BetMGM, you got to do it now because you can get up to $1,000 paid back in bonus bets if you don't win your wager on the big game. And it's really easy to do. All you have to do is sign up and deposit the money into your newly created account. Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android, or you can just go to the website, BetMGM.com, place your first wager, which has to be a minimum of 50 cents, and then receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if it loses. And those bonus bets will be available as soon as the wager is settled. That is only at BetMGM. That, of course, is where I'm headed tonight to place my bet. And I am starting, I had 2 bets tonight. Started with college basketball, which I don't normally do, but I really like the under between Auburn and Texas A&M with the total set at 140.5. This is why. First of all, the trends will point you in that direction, but I'm basing this as well on the defenses in this game. I understand Tennessee plays very good defense, but last time out against the Vols, Auburn scored, 43 points? And these are two very strong defensive teams. Tigers allowing just over 63 points per game. The Aggies allow just more than 66. Neither of these teams is very good at shooting the three ball, so that will keep the scoring low as well. Plus, look at the trends here. The under 5-0 in Texas A&M's last 5 games at home, and the under also 7-2 in Auburn's last 9 games against teams with a winning record. The Aggies certainly qualify here. Let's follow the money. Go under 140.5 between Auburn and Texas A&M. And of course, I'm going to the ice. Now, earlier I was talking about how I was leaning Oilers on the 3-way money line against the Red Wings. And I always check in with Matt because Matt's a hockey guy. He likes to bet hockey, and he was saying, I'm a little nervous. I was too, so I switched it up. We're going to Tampa tonight. Sharks at the Lightning. Lightning laying 275 on the money line. The Sharks plus 220, total set at 6.5. I'm all about the over in this one. I'm going to play an alternate total, lay the juice to make it 6 because I hate the hook on these totals. Andre Vasilevsky got lit up last night. He will not be in net. What does that mean? Brian Elliott gets to start tonight because it's the back end of a back-to-back for the Bolts. He's been fine this season. But in his last 12 starts, there have been at least 6 goals in 10 of those. Also, the over, 16-5-1 in the last 22 meetings between these teams, and in San Jose's last 15 games away from home, the over is 11-4. I like the matchup. I like the trends. We're going over 6 goals minus 150 between the Sharks and the Lightning. I feel so much better now. I'm betting on hockey. I forgot there was hockey yesterday after the All-Star break, and now I feel at ease, Kate.
And you sound so much more confident about this hockey bet than you did about the Oilers. So go with the one you're most confident, Jenks. I like that you're on this one tonight.
Thank you very much. Yes, I sometimes when you catch yourself like, why am I betting on this game if I keep being wishy-washy? So let's find something else. I did that, and let's cash tonight. All right, Donkster. While you were talking, you saw me like pop away for a second. I always keep the Donkster in the closet. Let's talk to the Donkster and do your BetQL five-star best bet for insight, analysis, historical trends, and more five-star best bets. You can download the BetQL app. Donkster. You were so cocky yesterday, talking about your own show, talking about how we were tired on this show, and you went 0-1, so we need some winners. Tell us your bets for tonight.
Le who? The her.
Dad, I'm betting two games. TCU plus 4.5 at Kansas State, and let's talk hockey. Kraken at Islanders. Islanders money line -115. Kate, here's a little tip in college basketball. Both TCU and Kansas State wear purple.
It's a great color, Donkster.
Yeah, great job, Donkster. But I don't know if it would help your handicap here.
Dad, when are we going down to Glendale? The whole BetQL crew is broadcasting live. When do I get to go?
You don't get to go. You are going back in the closet, Donkster. You're just lucky to come out, honestly.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.